Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ash.
Hello, Celine. Good to see you. Evelyn. Hello. Egg girl. What's up? You still recovering from the last moon? You're looking rough.
Shut up.
Aw, come here.
Okay. Thank you. And get off me.
I love you too.
Thank you for inviting us to see your grandmother, Ash.
Yeah, thanks.
Celine, you're being rude.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be. We're very grateful for another lead in finding a cure for Aveline's red lung.
Don't sweat it. Come on, the nymph blade is a little further this way. Now, FYI, Grandma's pretty big, but don't be intimidated. She's the leader of all the tree elders, but she's probably the kindest lady you'll ever meet. Right, Ed? You've met her some.
Yeah, I vaguely remember. I'm usually a wolf, and I don't really remember stuff all that well when I take lunar potions or whatever.
Well, Grandma remembers you.
Does she know about the bear from the last full moon?
I guess we'll find out. But I doubt anyone's too upset about a werewolf eating a bear. I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Man, I could lose my cabin. If someone finds out, they'll say I'm too crazy and I need supervision. They'll try to send me to another pack. And no pack in the province will ever accept me. Ever. Probably no pack in the world.
No one's gonna find out about the bear, Egg. I'll make sure of it.
Thanks. Anyway, this whole trip is about Aveline, not me. Aveline, how are you feeling about all this?
Since when do you care about feelings, Egg?
Always. I'm just too tired to feel them myself sometimes.
I'm fine. Thank you, Egg.
That's all? I'd be going nuts. So many mixed emotions.
Well, that's your thing, isn't it? You're a psychotic ball of mixed emotions in witch form.
Very funny.
Did I just make you cry?
No.
I don't have any hope.
Now, Aveline.
I've been alive for almost 1,000 years, and more than half of that has been century-long slumbers. My 10 years is almost up until my next long sleep, so to be honest, I have no hope of the conversation we're going to have with your grandmother, Ash. And to be blunt, I am simply indulging your effort. I appreciate it very much, but I do not think this trip will be fruitful. And I hope I don't offend you by saying this, any of you.
Aveline,
there could be something.
I suppose we'll see.
Have you ever tried the tree nymphs before, Aveline?
No, I suppose not.
Then how can you possibly have no hope? Today could change your life.
Yes, I concede that there is a small probability that there may be good news. But you wanted to know how I felt. And that is how I feel. I have no hope. No, I'm not sad about it. I do not pity myself. If you don't like my answer, perhaps you should stop asking me You share my feelings.
Hey, you guys want to hear a new song I just made up this morning?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man, I read The Big Bad Wolf to my daughter. It's my favorite story because it's werewolf.
Am I wrong? Or do I see our numbers have dwindled down by one? Brother Josh, come forward.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Where is Michael? He had seemed to be a worthy addition to our group. He was a prime example of a human with conviction and direction.
He's not coming anymore.
This is very sad news.
Yeah, I mean, he's dating a witch right now, so I didn't think...
What? He's dating a witch?
So I didn't think he'd be into this sort of...
Josh, he's probably under some sort of enchantment spell. We must help him.
Oh, yeah. You're probably right. Why else wouldn't he want to be with us?
Witches are a dangerous breed, everyone. Look how they've turned our friend Michael against his own kind.
They must have cursed him.
We must rescue him, whatever it takes. This is what we've been waiting for. Josh, do you have any information that might help us save him?
Yeah. I don't know, I guess, like, she's friends with some werewolf who has a cabin nearby.
Woo!
I think they hang out with a vampire, too. Yeah. That's what Michael said. The three of them hang out at the cabin every full moon.
How strange. A witch, a werewolf, and a vampire? Willingly spending time together. This is good information, though, Josh. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. And Michael told you all this.
Yeah. He's really into this witch girl, so he talks about her all the time. It's pretty annoying.
Do you know exactly where this cabin is? Even a general idea would be good.
No.
There must be a way to find out. Brothers, listen to me. Our time to prove our cause is right around the corner.
Hell yeah.
There's no nobler cause than saving one of our own.
We're with you, Brad.
Michael needs our help. He is being deceived by a dangerous witch. We must prepare for the next full moon and catch these dangerous supernaturals in the act of their sinful natures. Who's with me?
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Remember, we are the righteous. We are the light. We are the righteous. We are the right.
Well, here we are, and this is my grandma. Hi, Jima.
Oh, she's a...
Tree nymphs grow into their roots in later stages in life. Grandma's been like this for over 2,000 years. She's a grand elder, actually, which is how you can refer to her. She's been around since before Redlang originated. She told me to bring you here so she can talk to you about it.
I see. But Redlang originated in Europe. You and your family are grown in the Lower Mainland.
Just talk to her, Aveline.
Yes. Sure, of course.
Hey, Egg, what are you doing?
Hi, Grandma. Grand Elder. Actually, I'm just gonna call you Grandma, if that's okay. It's me. Egg. Listen, I'm really sorry about the bear. I know I broke a forest rule about eating species that could potentially upset the forest ecosystem. I know...
Egg? Oh, what? Why are her eyes glowing white like that?
I think that's just Grandma talking to her. I wouldn't worry.
You wouldn't worry?
Good morning, granddaughter.
Good morning, young witch. And a very surprising good morning to the vampire-elf hybrid child I see before me.
Good morning, ma'am. My name is Aveline. Aveline of the Steel Roses, originally. Aveline Rose, these days.
Of the Steel Roses?
Hush!
Aveline of the Steel Roses, a strong name. My granddaughter Ash has spoken of you, of all three of you, an unlikely trio, but honest and true.
Well, it's the 21st century. We don't have to keep living in our own stereotypical bubbles anymore.
Celine!
Sorry.
Aveline, Ash has told me of your illness, and the trees have shared your words with me as you walked among them this day. You have no hope. Let me tell you, my child, there is always hope. Always comes a turn. The tree elders accept your plea for guidance. All living beings deserve life. You must visit us in Sylphia, and we will test your blood. We are confident that we can find a cure.
Sylphia? How can that be possible? You're talking about the interdimensional fairy realm, correct? How can I be allowed in there? Vampires are never allowed there.
Times have changed and will continue changing. Ash has vouched for you, and the trees have watched you through the eyes of the forest. You touch no living creature with maliciousness. You leave no trace of yourself. You devote yourself selflessly to your younger tempered friends. You are worthy, Aveline. You are welcome.
I am overwhelmed. Thank you.
We await you. Remember, as long as you are alive, hope lives on within you.
Thank you.
You all right, Ed? Usually Grandma would use me as a voice. Is there a reason she used you?
Yes.
Are you going to tell us?
Not today.
Fine.
Aveline, there's a chance for you.
Seems to be the case, I suppose.
Will we all be able to join you in Sylphia? I would just die of happiness if I got to visit the interdimensional fairy realm.
I'm not too sure.
Gran Elder said all of us can go. After the next full moon. They want to see all of us, actually.
Ooh, yes! Ash and the Mad Girls back at it with another adventure. I miss hanging out with you guys.
What do you mean? They have something for each of us, Ag?
She didn't specify, but it felt really nice when she said it.
Would be honored to visit Sylphia. I'll do all my research by the next full moon. Yes, there is simply no other word. It's an honor.
Seems like there's a bit of, I don't know, maybe some hope left after all, Aveline. Hey?
Maybe a bit of cautious hope. But hope nonetheless.
Ash and the Bad Girls, Ashy, Ash and the Bad Girls, having adventures and getting up to no good, and yes, bad. Ooh, yeah, it's Ash and the Bad Girls. Huzzah!
Blood Rage Mode is a co-production between Fabulous Theater and That's Not Canon Productions. Follow us on Instagram at Blood Rage Mode.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.